The report marks a big step in Governor Jared Polis's 2019 executive order to conserve critical wildlife habitat. Madeline West with the Theodore Roosevelt Conservation Partnership says this is the first time the agency has compiled a comprehensive assessment of big game seasonal range and migration habitat science in one place.
We can take a statewide look at migration and try to identify those priority areas where you'll get the biggest bang for your buck if you are trying to improve the habitat and if you're trying to reduce threats.
West says the report lays out the best available science and ongoing research on Colorado's migratory big game populations, including mule deer, elk, pronghorn, bighorn sheep, and moose. The report also touches on the biggest challenges for wildlife, including habitat fragmentation due to oil and gas development. West says the report lays a good foundation for tackling those challenges, including reducing vehicle collisions with strategically placed wildlife crossings. She adds the report also shows that it's possible to continue to extract oil and gas and help big game succeed at the same time if done the right way.
Because the science shows that at a certain level of development, the animals can still move through. But when you pass that density threshold of one pad per square mile, it really starts to impede the movement of the herd.
The recommendations set the stage for the next phase of the governor's executive order. By July 1st, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is expected to deliver a report that includes actions needed at the policy level to conserve big game species and their habitat. Support for this reporting was provided by the Pew Charitable Trusts.
This is Eric Galatis reporting for KDNK.